WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The test that screens for the presence of the AIDS virus is not 100% accurate. There is a very small chance of getting a negative reading when you actually are infected with the virus, and there is an even greater chance of testing positive when there is no AIDS virus present. Yesterday, a new, more accurate test was approved. Though the test has become an invaluable tool for screening the blood supply, it has also brought about an array of other possible applications, some of which many legal experts say violate civil liberties. We'll talk to one of those experts in a few minutes. These are some of the more controversial uses of the test. The U.S. military is now screening all recruits and active duty personnel and discharging or reassigning those who test positive. Some insurance companies are now testing people who apply for health and life insurance policies. Proposals have been made to test employees and job applicants at hospitals and restaurants, and it has even been suggested that the government should quarantine everyone who tests positive. It's important to remember that the current test only confirms your exposure to the virus that causes AIDS. If you test positive, it doesn't mean you have AIDS. It means your blood has been directly exposed to the virus and you've built up antibodies to it. The National Centers for Disease Control estimate that if you test positive, you have a 5 to 20% chance of actually getting AIDS. If you test positive, you may or may not be a carrier of AIDS. There's presently no way of determining that for sure. Here in Pennsylvania, a group of state representatives has recently proposed legislation that would require all people applying for a marriage license to be tested for the HTLV-3 virus. Fresh Air's associate producer Amy Sallet spoke with one of the bill's sponsors, Representative Russell Letterman, a Democrat from District 17. They spoke about House Bill 2032.
You have proposed some legislation about AIDS. Could you explain what it says, please?
Well, all it says is that you must take a test prior to marriage for AIDS.
And if one of the couple does test positive for the AIDS virus, what would happen?
They would not be allowed to be married.
And why do you feel that legislation like that is appropriate? What would it accomplish?
Well, the only thing I'm trying to do is to make sure we don't have children born with AIDS.
Have many of your constituents come to you with fears about AIDS, and what kinds of things have they been saying?
I was listening to a news broadcast where the American Medical Association has considered asking the states to do something in this form. And I believe in what the program was talking about and definitely think that something should be done. In the older days when we used to require blood tests for people getting married to make sure they didn't have any kind of venereal diseases, I don't see anything wrong with it, and I definitely think we're in a crisis, and we should try to stop it in every way that we can. So it doesn't. I don't see any reason why we should allow it to go on and people get married that have AIDS, and then have children, and more people come up with AIDS.
Have many people in your district come to you with fears about AIDS and asked you to do something?
Well, we've got fears of it because we live in a major university. And we have people from all around, you know, coming into our area, and there are cases of AIDS at the university. And everybody is concerned, no matter where you go, they're concerned.
Do you think that legislation is a way to deal with AIDS?
No, not entirely, but I do think this is one of the appropriate places for it.
Is there other legislation that you would like to see in effect other than just this screening for a marriage license?
Well, not at the present time. I'm even aware that there's a negative and a positive look at AIDS to whether or not people, even if they test positive, does not guarantee that they're going to spread it. And I'm well aware of all that. But the thing is that I see no reason for two people that test out to have AIDS, or even if one of them do, why they should get married and take the chance that would be transferred to a young child. We have enough to take care of in this country as far as free service to people amount of people that the working man is keeping today on welfare without having other people added to the rolls unnecessarily.
What do you mean? Who would be added to the welfare rolls?
Evidently, You know, most people, if they come up with AIDS, they would expect some kind of extra treatment and special treatment paid for by the government. You know, right now they're all out hollering that we're not doing enough, the federal government's not doing enough and putting more money toward the fight of AIDS.
Uh-huh. And do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Well, you know, I'm sure the government didn't give these people AIDS.
So what does that
mean? But I do think it is a crisis. I do think it is something the government should be taking a very serious look at and dealing with today.
What do you think the government should be doing about AIDS?
Well, I think possibly they should be testing and trying to deal with finding a cure. They should be putting more money toward finding a cure. But as far as individual hospitalization payments and treatments and everything like that, I don't see how any one government could afford to pay for all the people who's come down with it.
At this point, the test, the HTLV-3 test, that tests to see if you have an antibody against the AIDS virus in your system, many of the researchers, it is a fairly new test. And as you actually mentioned earlier, people really don't know what it means. It's possible that over 90% of the people who test positive actually will never come down with AIDS or transmit it. It's somewhat unknown. So if people did go to get a marriage license and they tested positive, what do you think about the civil liberties of those people that they wouldn't be able to get married when possibly most of them, a very large percentage of them, actually do not have AIDS?
But you just said the magic word. You said during research they cannot say, right?
Yes, I did say that.
That's all I'm worried about, what they can't say. These researchers will not say that people will not transmit AIDS to somebody else when they test positive. They will not say that they can't give it to other people. They just say maybe to one they can't, but to another person they can.
Mm-hmm. But that works both ways, since it is uncertain that they actually are a transmitter of AIDS. Can we legally keep them from getting married?
Let me put it to you as direct as I can put it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Say you and I were going to get married. And we both were tested for AIDS. I tested positive and you tested negative. Would you still want to marry me?
I don't know. I would have to think about
it. You know you wouldn't want to marry me, dear. You know very well you wouldn't want to marry me. And you don't have to think about that for 2 minutes. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people would be getting married that don't even know that someone else had AIDS. And that's the point.
Now, people who are really concerned about this can demand that their partner get a test on their own. Why do you feel this should be legislated instead of just left to each individual choice to decide whether they want to be tested or not?
Well, I just feel that they're not going to do it, and I don't. I think that most people should be protected when something like this is going on,
and that it's the role of the government to protect them instead of they protecting themselves.
If that's what has to be done. And I feel at this time that it is one of those things that we should require for marriage, yes.
Since at this point, almost 90% of all AIDS cases in this country are among gay men and intravenous drug users, particularly gay men do not tend to get married, and probably a large percentage of IV drug users don't get married either. Why did you choose the institution of marriage as a way to approach the AIDS crisis?
I just explained it to you, I think, very well. When I asked you, if you and I were to be married and I tested positive and you tested negative, would you want to marry me? And I think that's a very good explanation of why I'm doing this, is so both people going into a marriage understand exactly what they're getting into. There's many cases that are turning up throughout this country. You know, it doesn't mean just because you're gay that you have AIDS. It can be contacted through people giving blood or getting blood or doing anything, and I don't think a lot of people would care to get married if they knew one of their partners had AIDS.
You just said that AIDS, you can get AIDS by giving blood. Could you explain how that happens?
By getting blood.
You can't get it by giving blood, though, right?
Well, I don't know if you could or not. If you weren't tested properly and someone messed up and you took blood from a person with AIDS, I guess you would get it.
Uh-huh. In the legislation you're proposing, have you mentioned, is there any mention of confidentiality as to who tests positive and who doesn't?
No. No.
Are you concerned about that?
Well, it's something to think about, something that I can consider in this legislation.
But it is not written in there now?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for talking with us. Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
That was State Representative Russell Letterman, a co-sponsor of proposed Pennsylvania state legislation that would require all marriage license applicants to be tested for the AIDS virus. Those who test positive would be denied a marriage license.